23 minutes past 10. And joining me in the studio now is Jill Gahardy, who runs the Will to Live campaign website. Jill, good morning. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Why do you think that euthanasia is a bad idea?
Because people are not getting... the correct level of care and equipment to take part properly in life. Even if they are seriously ill or severely disabled, as I am, there are ways and means of helping us to keep going and helping us to feel valued and fulfilled. We don't need to end it all just because somebody else decides we're not worth it anymore. And doctors are doing that all the time anyway now, which I really do believe is so wrong, because friends of mine have been offered a way out 2 or 3 years ago, even before all this was a big topic. And thank God they didn't take it, because they've got very happy, very worthwhile working life again now. But at that point, life didn't look to be very rosy at all. And having the right to die just means that people can give up very easily, and the professionals can give up as well. They don't need to worry about palliative care. That's what happened in Holland, where euthanasia is legal. Palliative care is no longer an important medical discipline. They don't need it. All they've got to do is throw the switch.
If there had been a right to die in Britain, would that have influenced you? Would you have perhaps taken a decision?
Yes. I've been moderately disabled all my life, and I've done everything I can to get over it and get on with it. But then 3 years ago I was diagnosed with MS on top of that, the other one, and my abilities went downhill quite quickly. And I didn't have the help, I didn't have the care, and it fell to my poor husband to try and look after me. And it was very, very difficult. And without telling him to start with, I did get suicidal. I did want to end my life, and I'm afraid I know that from the way doctors have always dealt with me and the way they talk to you quite often, that they don't like your life if you are disabled. They they do what they can for you, yes, of course. But they don't think of you as a proper functioning member of society.
Do they look at you then, do they value your life less than yes. they would someone else's?
Yes, definitely. And that's what is coming out over and over again. There was a big thing last year from a lady called Jane Campbell, who is severely disabled and has been since birth, that she is a very, very high ranking person. She is a disability rights commissioner, and she runs as a very, very high ranking organisation. But she had to go into hospital for intensive care last year. And twice the doctors told her that if she became unconscious, they would turn the life support machine off. And the poor girl had to stay awake for 48 hours just to make sure they didn't do it.
How do you think introducing a law would change that then? Because from what you're saying, and there's research that's come out in the British Medical Journal as well that suggests assisted suicide, medically assisted suicide, is happening anyway.
Yeah.
And from what you're telling me,
yes, it
it's happening anyway.
It is.
How would a change in the law mean it was any different?
It wouldn't. That is where... That's why I'm here. What we've got at the moment is the doctors' organisation, the GMC and the BMA have both got guidelines which say they can withhold medical treatment, and included in that is artificially giving food and water. So anybody who can't swallow or who can't talk to say what they want and how they want it is very vulnerable at the moment. And those guidelines are being contested in the High Court by Leslie Burke. Right now, the judge is deliberating and have been for the last 3 weeks. And I understand it's going to take him a bit longer yet to come to announce that, that Leslie Burke says that the doctor's guideline allowing them to negate his human rights, and it's those guidelines that need to be scrapped now.
We'll look some more at human rights in a few moments' time, Jill. Keep your calls coming. 01782 208 008 is the telephone number. You can email, you can text, and have your say on whether or not you think we should be given a right to die, whether medically assisted suicide or euthanasia should be made legal in Britain. 01782 208 008. Just after 10:30, this morning's news headlines.